Lights out in a city, I'm crying, capability, I live, it's where you live. It's me, it's it, can you feel, it's not a mess, a bug, blows it all away. They shot the flames in the outer space. Who gave the way of a new outfit?
Tyrant sausage bobs away.
It's a yay!
I think that's an unforgivable dream, but it's anything. I think that's an unforgivable day. Yeah, tell your brother, tell your sister, tell your mother what he's missing. No one said, no where he is. But since there's nothing, you'll suffer, 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 you'll suffer.
We're the Bins. Thanks for sticking with us. You're live, or we're live. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. We're going to play some more songs for you.
We have an album, and we're on Facebook and a website called thebins.com and
all the usual bullshit.
Can you say that?
Just did. Sorry, Ben.
What I think of my head. This is real, this is real, this is real, this is real, this is real. Last time, totally understood. Not the same, 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 not the same. I'm flickering light, has to win again. So I'm a brief off begins. Never seen it before, never seen it again. Then you wanna drive me away. I'm flickering light and it's moving again. So my brief thought begins. Never seen it before, seen it again. Last out to the end I stretch. So I wanna say I'm a last in the lesson to tell. Woo! I'm flickering light and it's moving again. Won't tell my brief off again. Never seen it before, never seen it again. Then he wanna drop me away. I'm flickering light and it's moving again. Tell my brief off again. Never seen it before, seen it again.
So nice to get to perform completely naked. This is great. I could get used to this.
It's so freeing.
Yeah.
Sorry about all the sweat puddles.
This is written by our drummer, and it's a song about pirates.
Deliver on those pirates.
There's trouble on the horizon. Can you see what flags are flying? There's resilience don't last long when you see the cannonballs go. Hey! The other way! Gotta change it out of what you get. Don't last long, but you see.
they screwed that one up in a couple of parts there.
Yeah. It's a whole different ball game without your clothes on.
Yeah.
Ball game.
Here's another song.
It's not about you. That's not about nothing. It's not about the way to sing or what to do. Why can't we just move on? That's cold, and you don't even notice. That's cold, and you don't even care. You can't remember the one thing to promise. I think it's too late. I settle for something. I can't remember what to say. Times I had, don't think I need to know. That's cold, and you don't even notice. That's cold, and you don't even care.
This song is called Radio.
That's so crazy because we're on the radio.
That's a counter.
Oh, that's $50 in the pot right there. It's getting sweaty in here. Good thing we're not wearing any clothing.
This is the happiest bin song we have, because it's about my dog.
Let's chase some birds down my leg. That'll put a smile on your face. Then I don't know, you never see it my people. Now what do you know? Wait by the door when I get home from school. Teacher says that I only talk about you and you never tell me what to do. It might be fun to run and run, run and run and run. I take too long. You can't see you always wait for me. I think my friends now what do you know? I think my friends now what do you know?
I know that we should be used to dead silence when the song stops from our live show, but it still feels a little weird. It's, I feel like someone should be like...
Yeah, that never happens, though.
Well, they're in there with, like, an applause.
Yeah.
Here's another quick song.
Where does it come from? What is it? I have day off at the end of the road. Clear the path. Voices inside you are making a fuss. Wars are watching us all the shit. Wars are wanting to let it go. Wars are listening to the world. Paranoia, the way you did paranoia. Now not to say paranoia. Oh, I'm paranoia. Now not to say I'm so bad. Hell no, so bad. Wars are tense, I'm broken in hell. When you live out of shields, you die by the sword. Wars are places to smoke and hell.
We're the bins. We got three songs left. We got an album out on CD on Not Your Buddy Records. You should go buy it. It's at pretty much most of the record stores in town, because I'm sure Seamus would love to make the money back that he spent putting that out. And, you know, he's a nice fella. He deserves to pay his rent. And it's on cassette, too. You can get it on through Shake.
I like you're playing the pity card on record
any
sales
card.
There. That's
any card. I have no shame. We all know that.
But this
now
song isn't even
that.
On that. This song is called Hail Bop, and it's on an EP we also have for sale. That you
that
could.
Is true.
Can you buy them on our website? I don't
sure.
know.
Sure. Yes. They're probably still kicking around most of the record stores.
Just give out your cell number, Rob. How's that?
Yeah, just give Rob a call at.
Drop!
Okay, two more songs now. This one's about robots, also written by our drummer Richard.
Right up there, well that I'm thinking of. Nothing's all about me and never was. Beautiful answer, beautiful days. When you're living in the robot, I guess you know so. So, why? So, it's not my nightmare. Need to survive. Get this truck, a couple shotguns, but a fool enough to keep us alive.
Thanks for sticking with us. We're the Bins. This is our last song, appropriately titled The End.
And if you'd like to have music, stand by because you're going to love our conversation.
And go to thebins.com if you want to hear some more and possibly buy a disc.
Well, just send us money. It's up to you.
Either way.
I don't want to say it, it's not the only thing. The ones that represent the endless possibility that this was all in all. There goes on and on. They'll never ever look at through a bed. Every thought of this shame, there's nothing left to fear when it will preach itself. There will preach itself. Why does it go up, never come back down? We'll pour it back exactly what's been found. Why does it go up, never come back down? We'll pour it back. Holler if you heard the science is the world. So is at the door when I just got beat instead of when they read it wrong. When they read it wrong. The world is rolling on the floor. Bringing up the sun, 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 go up, never come back down. Come back down, we'll pull it back exactly what's we found. It's gotta go
very much. We're the Bins.
We were the Bins.
That was the Bins. Do not go anywhere. The band is going to swing over here, and we're going to chat for a little bit, at the very least, after these short messages.
I'm going to be around my vegetables. I'm going to chow down my vegetables. I love you most of all, my favorite vegetable.
Sprouts. It's your 75-cent coffee fix in the sub.
It's your source for reasonably priced, creatively named stew and vegan brownies.
It's your purveyor of bicycle-delivered local produce.
It's also a place where volunteers can realize their vision of responsible business and where like-minded students can explore UBC's food systems.
Hark! Sprouts is currently accepting applications for next year's executive board and is encouraging ambitious, creative, and disciplined students from all faculties and year levels to apply.
Come by Sprouts in the sub-basement to learn more about our projects and how to get involved.
I tried to kick the ball, but my tinny flew right off. I'm red as a beet, 'cause I'm so embarrassed.
Astorino's is located off Commercial Drive in the heart of East Vancouver. It's run by the Britannia Community Center and is available to rent for anyone. Some of its features include tall ceilings, wood floors, accessible bathrooms, a stage, and a PA. Astorino's is an accessible space and centrally located. It's ideal for any type of rehearsal, information session, dance classes, arts and craft sales, rummage sales, community events, and of course, shows and dancing.
Check out BritanniaCenter.org and the Facebook search Astorino's, or contact Maddie Harris by email at maddiefromlife@gmail.com to learn more.
All right, and we have the squeakiest chairs in show business also, too. You are listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM, live from Thunderbird Radio Hell, and now joining us, just joining me, I guess, is the Bins, as they just played for about 20-30 minutes in the other room. Thank you, guys. Thanks for coming out. Sounded great.
Thanks, man. Thanks.
Thank you, Ben. Thanks for having us.
Do you want to do a quick intro of you guys a little bit?
Like
who you are, maybe?
I'm Gary.
I'm Rob.
Brian.
Richard.
Oh, perfect. Perfect. Need a Ben.
Sorry, the drums.
Very quickly, maybe just like a touch on when did you guys first started as a band?
We started a couple years ago. I've known Rob for a million years, and then we started, most bands they meet in like college or art school or cool places like that. We met on a beer league softball team.
That's actually, that's cool.
And he was
that cool.
And they were kind of in a band together, and then they had a singer leave who moved to Halifax, and then I started jamming with them about a year and a half ago.
Nice. What position are you guys? I don't know. Do you?
Oh, it's beer league. Yeah,
so it's just whatever. It's just whatever.
I once hit a grand slam with a cigarette in my mouth and flip flops on.
Yeah, we didn't really believe in positions.
Yeah. It's whoever. Whoever is not. Yeah. Whoever's beer is less full, I guess.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Fair enough. Like who came up with the name? Does that even?
I can handle that one, guy. Yeah. From our last band, we used to have, what was it called, Alley Cat or something like that? Not sure if that's still there or not, but we used to, during our breaks, go out the back and have beers and smokes out the back around a bin, and then just occurred to us one day, well, that's a good name for a band, but
literally,
we'll put a Z on the end, just because that's cooler.
Right? Well, literally every other band name that we'd come up with was already a band name. Like, there are literally no band names left, and so it was kind of out of desperation, well, let's just fucking call ourselves the Bins, who cares? And so... thus, the Bins were born.
Perfect.
And again, I feel like there should be a cooler backstory, but we're literally we're
just really not that creative. And,
but it is getting to the point where, you can't, I don't know, like, you kind of want it to be, the only way to do it is you have, like, a really long sentence as a band name.
Yeah.
Which I don't know if it fits this band.
And you will. That's a lot of money when you go to print your CDs, though.
That's
a lot of
t-shirts. We kept the long name for the album title.
Right. Yeah, fair enough. And you guys were just on tour, right?
Sure. Well, we just did, like, a mini trip to Alberta.
Yeah, mini trip, right.
With our friends Durbin Poison.
Yay.
And we played a bunch of shows.
How did that go? Is it still cold out in Alberta?
It snowed. Yeah. It snowed on the way into Calgary.
Yeah, it was crazy. So coming into Calgary, it was like blizzard. And then we played outdoors the next day, and I was in like a t-shirt.
It was like 20 degrees and sunny.
It was Alberta weather.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah. That's kind of nice. Mm. So they just drove, and did you drive?
He drove.
I drove the whole way.
But there was like no crazy snow.
And no, it wasn't that bad. It wasn't that bad.
Yeah, the roads were clear the whole way.
Yeah, so. Nice. You had a good time?
Yeah. It was fantastic.
Was it the first time you guys been...
Yeah, we went to the island a couple times last summer, but this is the first time that we've actually gone to Alberta. Yeah.
As the Bins.
Right.
And we were the Bins last... We were the Bins and...
When we went to the island.
Yeah, we've always been the Bins.
Yeah. What are you guys listening to on the way to your gigs on the car?
We listen to a lot of stand-up comedy.
Oh,
yeah. Every time, like spirits were getting a little tense in the van, it's like, oh, let's throw on some, you know, some Bill Burr, Louis C.K. or something like
pretty
that. Some David Cross.
That's something I think that's,
And it does, like, because instead of arguing, we did listen to some music, but it turns into, we have a lot of different tastes in the band, so this is the one thing we all agree on, and it does keep things light on those 13 hours from Edmonton.
And it does wake me. Like, I find that if I'm like driving, because I get tired when I'm driving after lunch, to be honest.
Yeah.
Like after
well,
eating.
I've seen your lunches.
It's all
liquid lunch.
Whiskey is not a food group.
Well, you know, it's dip my fries in. It's perfect.
Yeah, yeah.
Just like the sun shining, and then it's like listening to music. Even it doesn't even matter if it's like heavy. You're just like ugh.
Yeah.
But then if you're listening to like comedy, sort of, it kind of wakes me up, anyways.
Yeah. Well, you kind of have to listen. Activates your brain.
Yeah.
A little. It requires a little.
Yeah.
More.
So it's a good idea. Good job, guys.
Yeah. we made it home alive. So.
Yeah. So is it? You guys bought the album along on your trip?
We sold lots of them.
And this just came out like a month ago, right?
Yeah, on Not March, Your Buddy Records.
Yeah.
What is Not Your Buddy Records?
It's a guy named Seamus out in Abbotsford. He puts on a lot of shows, and he's put out a couple of records, too.
Yeah. And he put out AK-747s and Real Problems.
Real Problems, yeah.
Right.
Nice. Real Problems, we play lots of shows with Real Problems.
Hi, so Real Problems.
They're awesome dudes.
Yeah.
and your album is called How to Freak Out...
Responsibly
about the rise of the robots.
Yes.
This is how to freak out responsibly about the rise of the robots. Correct.
So, in reference to in the future, very obviously, we're all doomed.
The coming robot apocalypse that we all know is happening.
And
it's
this is sort of a guide
times.
To keep things responsible.
Yes, because it's inevitable. Yeah. It's the only thing that's in question is how we react.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I think it came about simply because there was a plethora of zombie stuff, and no one was considering robots.
Yeah, I think we've completely overlooked the robots.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Like,
zombies,
we're so
that's just stupid.
Yeah, no, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, no, fair enough. I have a book actually in my possession called, what was it called? The Rise of, How to Survive for the upcoming robot uprising. Have you heard of that?
No, I wonder if the album title itself is taken from an article that appeared in the Atlantic magazine.
Right.
It was about, machines taking people's jobs.
Yeah.
Right.
But they're not going to stop there, man.
Right.
Yeah.
No, actually.
First they come for your jobs, then they come for your family.
I was actually listening. This is kind of serious now, but it's true because we're doomed. I listened to a podcast about, I can't remember now, but like very recently, and they said, "Oh yeah, the robots are totally fine." Like they were talking to like the leading smart people of the world, or whatever.
Yeah.
And they're like, "Oh yeah,
it sounds like robot talk."
Yeah, they're like, "Oh yeah, it's going to be intelligent. They're going to be smart." And then the interviewer was like, "Are we going to be safe? Are we going to be in trouble?" And then the guy's like, "Oh yeah, no, we're totally safe as long as they don't replicate themselves. Like we're gonna stop them from replicating. But like, what's to stop them
don't
from
they build themselves already?
Yeah, I know exactly. Yeah. Like,
there are
like,
literally robots building other robots.
So yeah, so
on assembly lines all over the world.
Yeah, today on the news, I saw Obama playing soccer with a robot. Did you see that?
No,
dude, that's where it's gonna stop.
He's in cahoots.
How do you know he's not a robot? Yeah. How do you know we're not robots already?
That's a good question.
Wow. Well, you could.
I'm gonna watch the Matrix tonight.
Usually with a knife.
Well, have you? It's like Battlestar. No, have you not seen Battlestar Galactica? Also, the album is very nicely done. I see it has the old. Holding in my hands, it's a CD, and on the back, It has the old monochrome green glow of, it looks like a screen in the 80s, if you don't know.
MS-DOS.
MS-DOS.
Yeah.
If you don't know, back in the days, the monitors are not full colored. You only have like black, and then you have a green or maybe orange sometimes.
Yeah, if you were really rich.
Yeah.
And like that is legit DOS.
Like, it totally looks like it. Yeah, so who did this?
I did the album cover.
Nice. Yeah. No, it's very nice. And although I also noticed like the serial number is like a postal code somewhere.
No, you know what it is? It's
should you really have the secrets?
Oh, yeah. No, it's not.
Where it says like how many bytes free and all those numbers there. It's like hexadecimal code for the bins, and that's what it says, all the numbers as well.
Oh.
On the spine, there's binary, and that spells out the bins as well in binary.
So this, the directory.
This is the responsible ways that you freak out.
Over it.
Yeah.
And inside, I see some like ASCII art.
Yeah.
Some pretty nice.
Oh, that took me days to type out. Days.
ASCII art is like you make pictures out of little characters. How do you describe it?
Computer characters, you'd see on a keyboard.
Yeah, back in the days when you have something called like bulletin boards that people.
Yeah, electronic bulletin board.
Yeah.
Yeah, BBS.
Yeah. So there you go.
Oh no, I'm not that old.
No, my dad's a computer programmer, so he always had. Growing up, a computer at home that was hooked up to, I guess, like the precursor of the internet. So growing up, I learned DOS.
So you were scared of robots and machines since you were a little child then?
I've come to embrace them.
Yeah. You overlords. So yeah, how do you, so is that the answer to the question that is posed in the album title? Like, how do you freak out responsibly? By embracing them.
No, absolutely not. I was being sarcastic. Yeah. No, we plan to hole ourselves up in the hills with a lot of guns and whiskey.
That's why we're doing this. It's basically just to raise money for our cabin in the woods somewhere.
Yeah, you can find some good spots on the tour, I find. Yeah. I think you had just outside Blue River was quite nice.
Yeah.
And there's a husky there.
Because at least zombies, you can have a river or something high they can climb. Mm. It's
and
safe.
They're pretty slow, too.
Yeah, but robots.
They got infrared, man. They'll find you.
Robot can fly. Some of them. They
that's
can
caves. You gotta go in the caves.
They can drill. I've
work seen. For the Taliban.
Whoa!
But was when they found then they got found out by the drones?
Yeah, did it?
So for a few years they held up for a few years.
Come on. And it's one of those things where there's no fear of
there's no kryptonite for robots.
There's no generic cartoon or movies like robot. Fear or robot, they're kryptonite.
Yeah,
we're doomed. So yeah,
an axe works rather well with a plastic handle.
Yeah, maybe electricity or lack of
That's what you just got to be away from a power source.
Yeah,
and they'll eventually run out.
And hopefully their cord isn't that long.
Awesome. Is the album? How long did it took you to write it and such?
Well, we've been a band for a year and a half, and we did an EP of 5 songs.
That was back March of last
really
year.
Quick. That was really about 6 months, and then we did this. So about a year, I think.
Yeah, we did over a couple sessions.
Yeah.
And we recorded in the summer with Jesse Gander at the Hive.
Okay.
Perfect. And then we went in there to do an EP, and then we recorded too many songs.
Yeah.
And so we're kind of in between an EP and an LP, and so we just booked more time and recorded 4 more songs. So.
Nice.
At Rain City.
So you had moved to
sweet.
A new
so that's cool. You like you made, I wonder if how many bands did what you did. Like did some.
I
at
don't
the Hive,
think anyone
yeah.
did.
Yeah. Were you one of the first band to be at Rain City then?
We must have been. No, we were the last at the Hive.
Yeah.
Okay. He booked so far ahead. He's always so busy. You got to book like
6 months.
Yeah, he had been set up there for a while.
He's a popular man.
For good reason. He's
and he's awesome.
Unbelievably professional.
So how will you compare? How do you compare?
And good looking.
Well. That's cool without saying. How do you compare the Hive to Rain City, which is his new?
Well, the Hive had way more video games.
Couches.
More couches.
Yeah. Is there any
more
video
fridge
games at
Rain
City?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There's
just the one couch. It's a little cozy with the four of us on it.
Yeah.
No, I mean, the Hive.
It's a bit smaller, but other than that, and I mean, he went through it and made sure, he was checking songs he recorded from the first session and comparing, sound-wise, you couldn't tell.
Right.
Yeah.
But and I found the Hive is kind of way out there, so you sort it's in it's in Burnaby.
Yeah.
But you kind of feel like you're away from your house a bit. Yeah. We all live in East Van,
right?
And so you take the SkyTrain out, and it felt like a bit of a trip, and you were kind of cut off.
But is that a good thing or a bad thing?
It's also a bad thing in that it's a commute, but it's a good thing.
You feel like you're
a lot of bands are going up to the islands now and recording at these studios, and it's to sort of cut them off. And
right.
I think,
Right.
We're in Rain City. I walked there. Right?
Nice. Yeah,
but it was great. It's a great room.
Yeah.
And
they're awesome.
They are so set up there.
And actually, Rain City has a window that looks at the mountains. It's quite nice. At the Hive, it's just kind of like
you're in a bunker.
Yeah, I've been to Hive. I didn't go to Rain City when he did
the Baptist thing.
No, I didn't. Yeah, I didn't. Yeah,
I didn't go either.
Yeah, but I would like to check it out one of these days.
I think he's gonna do more of that, like live at the
Live. Right. Rain City. Kind of like the Live at the Hive they used to do.
Right.
Yeah, but I could be totally talking on my ass.
But this one is so much closer. It's easier to get to. Yeah. Although the Hive is kind of closer to SkyTrain.
It is,
But then if you don't do it early, people can't leave. Yeah, anyway. Mm-hmm. So, this album, and you have some songs that... how many of these songs are about robots?
Let me see.
I know all of them to some extent.
One's about aliens, pirates.
So there's one about a dog.
Drinking.
A dog,
Then your band.
I always mention that song. But yes, it's about
And one about a certain city that you guys
are. Oh, Marina Lady, I'm going to Spain next week.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Just for fun?
Yeah.
That's good.
I'm not going to Marina Leda, though. Apparently it's a hellhole, so.
where? It's a socialist utopia. It's a hellhole.
Where?
I don't know. I've talked again. Oh.
You never. And, speaking of next week or the coming up, someone's getting married.
That would be me,
This is like 2 days, isn't it?
On Saturday, me and my lovely fiance Megan are getting hitched.
Who plays a show 2 days before they're getting married?
Or even on the radio.
Or goes on tour. And actually, the last exit I was going to go
for. She is very understanding.
She's a musician, too.
Megan Campbell, she used to play drums for Hot Panda. So she's very, very understanding.
Yeah. And the last time I saw you was like 2 weeks ago, and you were in a dress. Was it 2 weeks?
Saw that, eh?
Yeah. No, you don't remember.
I don't remember, no.
That was a stag.
Yeah,
that
was like a stag.
You were at Needles Pins?
Yeah. I was the guy in the dress.
Yes. You know, I'm surprised. We talk quite a bit.
I remember so little that night.
You can't get rid of
it. I think I kind of hoped that I didn't run into anyone I know. But Did I pick you up?
It wasn't me. I got a couple hugs.
Yeah, okay.
And kiss on the cheek.
I think I was carrying some people around.
Yeah,
no, I did a table dance.
Yeah. Table you did, yeah. I saw that. You were enjoying yourself, as you should.
But I vetoed the high heels because I knew at the end of the night I was going to be the only guy hauling his ass home. And walking in heels, that was not going to happen.
No.
But you know, it sounds like a good time, and you survived, and the tour.
Yeah. Against all odds.
Yeah. And, perfect. And now you're 2 days, and you're going to getting married?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have any work to do?
I think we got it all dialed. It's all done, right? Now Megan's all
Where
over it.
Where is it, Bob? Why don't you just put it out there? Free grub and booze at
somewhere else.
And the bins are playing a set.
No.
I think when you play a wedding, you have to charge it would cost you like $1,000 to get the bins to play your wedding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just in SoCan fees alone.
Actually, fair enough. That's probably how it works. We have about we're sort of running out of time now.
Yeah,
so,
cool.
Thank you very much. Thanks for coming out. And let's remind everybody the website is
thebins.com, and we're on Facebook
with a Z.
Bins with a Z.
Yeah. The bins and Facebook. You got the Bandcamp.
Bins.bandcamp.
And the record is available everywhere. Any shows coming up?
We got a show June 13th. At the Railway Club.
Okay.
We're kind of taking May off because I'm going on my honeymoon, and Gary's going to Spain. Brian's going to Italy.
I'm going to East Van.
And Rich will be at the Charlatan.
That's where he'll
be. And the Wise Hall.
Awesome. Thank you so much for coming in. And we are out of time, but the bins.
Thanks, here's the clap. Thank you.
And thank you, Irene and Denise, for sound support.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
Right?
And,
great.
It's been fantastic. And coming up next is the copyright experiment.
Thanks to sky-high gas prices, we can convince America that more drilling is the answer. High gas prices? Drill more. Prices still high? Try drilling in a wildlife refuge or off a nice beach.
Our traditional energy resources are limited. Luckily, it's easy for students like you to conserve energy.
Woke up late for class? Buy some time in the morning by taking a shorter shower. Cut down by 1 minute every day and save enough to fund your daily caffeine fix for over a week. Plus, you save on electricity and water. Install a water-saving showerhead to save even more.
For more energy-saving tips, go to www.bchydro.com. This message brought to you by BC Hydro and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Do you have the guts to find a cure for Crohn's and colitis? Crohn's and colitis affects 1 in 150 Canadians, so it's likely you know someone with one of these incurable and painful diseases. Show you care by joining us for the annual Gutsy Walk for Crohn's and Colitis Research, Sunday, June 9th. For more information, visit www.gutsywalk.ca.
Hello, this is Tony Bardock of the Little Guitar Arming, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.